Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks look to keep their home winning ways going tonight against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers for the first of two games in 5 days against the Edmonton club. And the Oilers, well, they started a bit of a roll by beating two of the best teams in the NHL in succession and have won five of their last 7 games. Kane, bottom of the right circle, he shot it through the crease in front of the Oiler net. Banks out to the left point, 12 on the 5-on-3. Heath to Seabrook, right point. The Kane near the right faceoff, dot to the slot. Seabrook, one-timer, score! No doubt about that one. Seabrook got all of that, and a perfect pass from Kane that originated from the right circle over to near the top of the left, and Seabrook hammered it home. It's a power play goal, 1-0 Hawks. Jula picks up the loose puck along the left wing boards, pins it down behind the Hawk net around the right wing boards to Chris Russell. Put it in behind Strome. He sent it out in front. A point blank shot is stopped by Cam Ward off the stick of Drake Kajula. He was 10 feet out from the top of the crease and just snapped it on goal, and Ward just slammed the door. Now the draw, won by Brodziak to Nurse, left point, hammers a shot. Oh, and a kick save made by Ward. Rebound Cassian shoots and scores, and we're tied at one. Ward did his job effectively off that first shot, kicking it wide. The puck laid to the left of the net. Cassian took it and put it in behind him. And the tie score at one. Here's McDavid taking it back. Right half forward to Dreisaitl, right circle to Nugent Hopkins to McDavid, and he fires from the right circle. You heard it hit the post. Hawks catch a break. Bethmoff firing from the right point block. Here's a breakaway for Strong through center ice over the Oilers line, down the slot. Shoots! Oh, and Talbot fell back on his backside, but kept it out with his left pad. A draw won by the Hawks. Davidson at the right point as the penalty time elapses. Moves the puck Dominic Cahoon in behind the Oiler net. Oilers at full strength. Kane fed the left circle to break it. Shoots! And a sliding save made by Talbot. Boy, he got off the left post over to the right in a hurry to make that save. Back to Seabrook at the line. Deep slot to the right circle. Kane next to the dot. Kane floats a saucer pass to Seabrook straight away. He fires. Stopped in front. Loose puck. And Isimov swats at him. But the puck hopped over his stick. Here the Oilers shorthanded. Look out. Dreisaitl over the Hawk line. Right wing. Put it back in front. And a shot from Reeder misses the Hawks net. And then Reeder following up from behind the net. Tried to center the puck through the air. And Ward gloved it out of the air and held on. Jokke Harju strokes it down the right wing boards in behind the Oiler net into the near corner. Larson moves it over to Klefbom, and the horn will sound. And we're going to overtime with one of the most exciting players in the National Hockey League, that of the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, and Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, no slouch for the Blackhawks. This should be good. Kane in turn drops it to Keith. Hawks changing. There's a pass up by Sod over the Oiler line. Down the slot. He's pushed in behind the net by McDavid. Moves it into the far corner. Kane coughed it up. Here's Dreisaitl the other way. Oilers 3-on-1. Dreisaitl over the Hawk line. Right circle. Puts over to McDavid. He shoots. He scores. And Connor McDavid with the overtime game-winning goal. 53 seconds into overtime. And the Oilers win this one in overtime by a score of 2-1.